Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Good morning. It is Friday, February 3rd. It is 7 minutes after 9, and you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. What are you laughing at?
You just said the most random thing to Kevin. Like, we're getting ready to go on the air. Casey just looks at Kevin and goes, Kevin, do you have any Sudafed on you? Like, okay, I understand. Kevin, do you have any Tylenol? Or Kevin, do you have any aspirin? But like, who? I've never heard anybody in the history of ever look at someone and go, do you have any Sudafed on you?
We had a side conversation that you weren't part of weeks ago. So, and it was about Sudafed and Advil. And I thought maybe he had some.
Carry it in your pocket, Kev? You never know when you're going to need some Sudafed.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just ran out.
I don't know. I got a weird sinus thing going on today. It's making me dizzy. I feel like I need a Sudafed to clear out my sinuses.
Do you have any Mylanta, Kev? How about any zinc?
Got any Tums over there? Well, we could really use this in antacid. Okay, let's talk about the show that happened at the House yesterday. They voted to kick the Minnesota Democratic Rep. Ilhan Omar off the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It was a decision that Republicans vowed to take because of her history of anti-Semitic and anti-American remarks. And the resolution approved by a vote of 218 to 211. It was a heated debate. And as I mentioned, it was a show.
So I think Victoria Spartz, who went on Tony's show and behaved like a raving lunatic, wimped out and actually allowed this to go forward. So nothing says I'm a principled person like going on the most powerful media outlet in the state, behaving like a lunatic, and then totally changing your opinion because her constituents told her, lady, you are so wrong on this because Ilhan Omar is a far left radical psycho who hates this country and is a complete anti-Semite. And that was so weird that that was the hill Victoria Spartz was willing to die on.
Yeah, she previously opposed it and then she changed her mind. She did the old flip-flop and she said now she's prepared to support the resolution, citing the addition of due process language.
Look, this was so telling that this was the thing that Victoria Spartz was willing to go to the mat on. Hey, lady, we can't afford food right now. How about you get fired up about that? Nothing on that. But when it came to protecting a legitimate, full-fledged anti-Semite who hates this country, that's who she was willing to stand up for. I have no idea what Victoria Spartz was thinking, but she apparently got an earful from her constituents and good on them.
Yeah, she changed her mind. And so a lot of the reps are coming out saying that they have seen Omar's anti-Semitism and anti-Americanism firsthand. You know, a lot of anti-American rhetoric came from her. And this rep from New York said, I've sat there and heard her actually spew anti-American rhetoric.
Oh, there's no doubt Ilhan Omar, along with Rashida Tlaib, who we're going to hear from in a second, and Cori Bush and AOC, they hate this country. There's no doubt they are obsessed with America being torn down. They don't believe America needs to be tinkered with or altered or changes made here or there. They believe America is an inherently evil place and that it needs to be torn down and built back in some bizarro image that they see best. That is the last person you want in an intelligence committee is someone who hates this country. Look, there are many Democrats they disagree with. I do not think they hate this country. Ilhan Omar and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, and they are quite vocal about it. They hate this country. I am the last person to say something good about Kevin McCarthy, but on this one, good on him. They needed to go.
Well, McCarthy vowed last year that if Republicans won back the House, he would strip Schiff, Swalwell, and Omar of committee assignments, and he said that they created a new standard when they did it last year to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And some people are saying this is just political, but in this case, I would agree with McCarthy. He made the right move.
And this idea about due process, look, this is not, you don't have a constitutional right to be in Congress, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm concerned about due process. This is not like your civil rights here, okay? That was very weird that was what people got, like Victoria Spartz got obsessed with. And here, and it's a very Republican thing, right? Republicans are wimps, right? This is why the left keeps winning and keeps gradually destroying this country, because Republicans are wimps. When it's the left in, they don't, you didn't see Nancy Pelosi or AOC or Cori Bush or Ilhan Omar or any of these other people going, well, I'm very concerned about the constitutional rights or due process of Representative whoever. Mm-hmm. But yet when we're in there, well, you know, we gotta be different. We gotta be better. This is why Republicans lose. They're wimps. And the Victoria Sparks thing, I apparently she was not planning on running for U.S. Senate, because I have no idea how you crisscross the state. I mean, think about this. The statewide candidates, if it were indeed Jim Banks against Victoria Sparks, you would have two people crisscrossing the state, one guy explaining why he voted for Kevin McCarthy 15 times, and then one person explaining why she went to bat for Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. Boy, what a race that would be. That's the best we can do, Casey.
Well, let's get to this audio, because it is crazy town, right? This is, I mean, AOC, if you turn the volume down on what she said, she was flailing her arms and slamming her book down on the podium, and it was a whole scene. But this is Rashida Tlaib totally losing it over Omar getting the boot.
You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar,
the gentlewoman's time has expired.
That our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong to
the gentlewoman is no longer recognized, and the gentleman from Mississippi is recognized.
So, Casey, in a relatively short amount of time, less than 240 years, we have gone from being represented by some of the most distinguished humans who ever lived, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, to, I'm so sorry, sis. Mm. That was literally just uttered. We care so little about professionalism. We care so little about the distinguished nature of the body in question or what it was supposed to be. We care so little about honoring the bold and wonderful people who have represented us before, that you have a woman screaming like a maniac and uttering the phrase, I'm so sorry, sis. I hope George Washington was not made aware of that yesterday, because he would puke.
What's up with all the Democrats crying now? I mean, you had Ron Klain crying about Joe Biden being the best dad ever, and now you've got Rashida Tlaib, you know, it's, I can't believe it. And now, to top it all, she's got to, because, of course, she would one-up anybody. AOC completely losing it.
Isn't that just, can you imagine, like, you know, John Adams debating in the early days of the Continental Congress and looking at Ben Franklin and going, I'm so sorry, bro. Really?
Look, you know,
that's where we're at.
Well,
I'm so looking at John Hancock. My bad, bro. I'm so sorry, bro. You didn't get what you wanted. You didn't get on this committee. Sorry, bro. What? And we're okay with this.
Yeah. Well, and I thought these people were the ones that were saying that the world was going to end in, you know, the next 10 years because of climate change. If they're so worried about that, what do they care about these committee appointments?
Well, you're right. And so here's AOC. She lost it as well. And AOC, I give her credit. She went right to, this is because Ilhan Omar is a Muslim and all Republicans are racist. And then AOC, as she always does, made it all about her, because she's totally convinced everyone wants to sleep with and try to kill her.
Thank you. Now, as a fellow New Yorker, I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack, except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him with one of the most prestigious committee assignments in this Congress. Don't tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks, when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes, and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
grab the hook. Time is expired. Where's the gong? Someone hit the gong. Wow. A tantrum right there on the House floor.
Casey.
Spitting anger.
If I were Speaker of the House, and I know we have to get to a break, but if I were Speaker of the House, everything I would do would be just to see how mad I could make AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Cori Bush.
Well, that's a way to govern.
And I think we can all agree that would be totally the best thing for the country, because if it's making them mad, mm-hmm. it's probably good for almost everybody else.